Okay, we start off Maseches Tamid, Daf Chaf Hei. Tamid is a very exciting Masechta. It goes through the Avoda that took place every single day in the Beis HaMikdash from the wee hours of the morning, as we will see, even before, during the nighttime. And it goes through leading into Maseches Midosh, which is all about the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. These are the last two Mesechtes in Seder Kacha. Midos does not have Gemara, just Mishnayos. Tamid, some Prakam have Gemara, some Prakam do not have Gemara. Again, we don't have Rashi on Mesechtes Tamid, but we do have the Rush, we do have the Ravid and the Shid the Kubetzes and other Mefarshim that are on the Daf. So we start off Mesechtes Tamid Chafei Bebeis. Just a couple of words of introduction. Number one, the Gemara Mesechtes Yuma says that it could be that certain other Tanaim put together Maseches Tamid. On Daf Yudal and Mabez, it says Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzpah is the author of Maseches Tamid. So what does that mean? Was that pre Reb Yehuda Hanasi? Was that post Reb Yehuda Hanasi, as the Gemara tried to tell us? Either way, that connects to the to the larger issue of, did Reb Yehuda Hanasi really write down the Mishnah, or did he compile it and it was still not written down in his day? That's known as the Machlokas Rashi Rambam. So it's known that Rambam says clearly that it was written down. Reb Yehuda Hanasi wrote it down. The Rambam writes that in his Hakdama to Mishnah Torah. He writes that one place, he writes it other places as well, but that is the Rambam. And Rashi writes it a few places that it was not written down. The Maariv Chayis, in a number of places, one place, if you want to look it up, if you never saw it, it's an amazing piece in the second volume, the first volume of Kol Kisvei Maariv Chayis in Toras HaNeviim, Mamar Toras Sheba'al Peh. In my version, it's on page 115. Page, I'm sorry, that's the different note. It's on page 146, it starts. 346, let's start that again. 346, Shin Mem Vav. He says in there he talks about this issue about whether it, when it was written down or not, and he brings many, many rayas that it was not written down kavua bizman Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Maybe he compiled it, but he didn't even compile most of it. You know, there were parts that were compiled beforehand, there were parts that were compiled afterwards. He was besader a lot of it, but he brings many rayas from Gemaras, from Bavli's, Yerushalmi's, Midrashim, we'll mention two or three of them, that it was not he himself. He says, Kvar yadana de seder ha-mishnah ha-ya'ot kodem Rabbeinu HaKadosh. A lot was before. Gemara Shabbos Kuf Chafalath. Mishnah zu b'yimei Nechemia ben Chikliya nishneis. By Muksa. B'ra'inu de kol ha-mishnayis b'perakama de beitza. Ba'u eleinu od mizman Nechemia ben Chikliya b'tchilas b'yisheni. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin daf mem. Maisu badak ben Zakai b'ukse te'enim. Ben Zakai checked the mishnayis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakai checked the mishnayis in ukse te'enim. The Gemara says, Mishnah zu nishneis b'yishai rechem b'zakai talmud yoshev lefnei rabo. V'lo zazimim koma. This was from earlier, Gemara in Yuma Nun Gimel, the Kohen Gadol Al Yehi Rogel Lasos Kach, Shari Shaninu Lohaya Mach Mitzvilaso, Hari Bizbal Kohen Gadol, Haisa Mishnah Zusnura. Also, Mishnah in the beginning of Psachim, Kabame Amrush De Shuros Bamartev, that which they said. Two, right, the first Mishnah, remember, two, how much you have to check with the rows of the wine barrels? What do you mean that was said? Where was that from? Rebbe put together the Mishnah. So there was a Mishnah. Many times it says Mishnah Rishona, Mishnah Achrona. There are many different areas. Lo nechtava ha-mishnah bezbanu al-sefer rakaisa shnuya bal-peh lefi seder shel Rebbe. Rebbe ordered, Rebbe organized it. He made up the six sedarim, and he basically put almost all the mesechtas in an order. Va'ad yamav shel Rabbeinu HaKadosh lo hayim mesudaros raksas mesechtas. Before Rebbe, there were a few mesechtas. Kagon, Kalim, Midos, Idios, Tamid. Va'od ezel prakim shonim v'ulam Rebbe asaf v'kibetz v'sider kol mishnayis v'sider echad v'sasma alibad Rebbe Akiva Rebbe Meir, and he was so same them according to Rebbe Akiva and the five talmidim that we remember today. Lag v'omer, that's the first Lag v'omer connection. V'im hayah mishnayis k'suvos al sefer, and but then he says another riot which you could argue on. He says also if mishnayis were kasev already totally. Why do we find sometimes in Mishnayos, like the first daf in Avodah Zarah, how do you spell the word idehen? Is it with an ayin? Is it with an aleph? Mandamar zelo mishtabish, mandamar zelo mishtabish. Take out a Mishnah and check. What does it say? The answer is, it was still bal peh. You can answer that. But he says, v'od, matinu chilag girsos b'mishnayos ha-kavuos b'talmud bavli l'girsos b'talmud Yerushalmi. How did that happen? How are there different girsos and mishnayos if it was all written down clearly? But it must be they learned it al peh, so they were machlif certain girsos. And he says, "Od ra'inu derako kol kosvei asfarim." He says usually when anybody writes a sefer, they always refer to something else in the sefer. Look later on. Look what I wrote earlier. Look at this. Look at that. Why don't you have any of that in mishnayos? In the view that has mishnayos, why don't you have any time it ever refers to anything that is being said late, earlier or later. V'lomatzidu in yezeh b'chol ha-shas she-ramzu chachamim tznan kimesechas plonis rak tznan hasam. Just a tznan hasam. V'chein lo amru kamo she-rachnu mesechas plonis. Rak b'mesechas tamid will have it. Matzinu lashon kamo she-kasim b'mesechas yuma. That's it. V'ulam kvar yadanu de-gemara de-mesechas tamid sidra bizman ha-ga-onim. Now he says the tamid gemara might have been even later than the other Gemaras. That's why maybe it's the only one that has only Gemara on some Prakim and not another Prakim. Be'eshaya Talmud Kfar Bechsav, V'chein Muchach, says Mesechus Tumura, Tumura, we had a line, but he says, Od Yishlavi Raya, last one, and then we'll get to the Mesechta. Ed Yishlavi Raya, Midara Inu, throughout Shas, whenever a Mishnah is quoted, as he just said, or a Braisa, Tanya, or Tznan Hasam, why doesn't it say Dichsiv? As it's written. As we know, it's written. Why, it's not hustle, what, to be machad, to be psukim and mishnah? He says it should be written. Like Rashi says in Maseches Tainus Yud Beis. Why does it say dichsiv regarding Megillas Tainus? Because that was already written down. So if the Mishnah was already written down, it should say dichsiv by mishnahis too. It doesn't. He says it must be. We call a Mishnah, Bezban HaMoram, Hayyab Bechsav, Midei Rebbe, Imkei Nofel Gam Aleha, Lashon Dechsiv, Kemo Al Megillas Tainus. Ela Vadai, Midei Noktu, Bechol HaShas, Lashon Tznan, Ode Tznan, Muchav Tleisa, Rak Shnuya Bal Peh. Just one final Raya. This is amazing. You read this Gemara 1,000 times, and you don't pick up on it. The Gemara Babet Siyah Pehei. It also comes up in Ksubis. Remember that Gemara? The Gemara says that Rabbi Chiya says, if it was up to me, I would make sure that Torah is never forgotten in Israel. Right? One Amora says, no, I would get it back with my pilpul if it's ever forgotten. And Rabbi Chiya says, no, I would make sure it's not forgotten. What would I do? I would set up traps, and I would trap deer, and I would shech the deer, and I would give all the meat to Aniyim, and I would take the scrolls, the cloth of the deer, and what would he do? Remember the Lashon? Echtov he chumshe Torah lachamshe yinuke. I would write down the chamishe chumshe Torah to five children. Umasnisa shisha sidre mishnah lashisha yinike. And I will teach shisha sidre mishnah to six others. 1 second, if it was already written down, if it was already Eis Lassos Hashem Efeir Torah Secha, why doesn't he say he would take 11 klafim and write 5 mishnayis and 5 Torah and 6 mishnayis? No, it says, it's meduyik. You would write 5 of Chamish Chumshe Torah, and then the other 6 he would make sure to teach and then tell them to teach each other's. He says, why not? Elavade de Rebbe Lokasa Mishnah Rak Sidra Beseder Noas. No, he organized it perfectly. And it was only written down again later, and what about all the sources of Eis Lassos Hashem Efeir? What does that mean? He was getting it ready to be written down. Got to work something out. And then he says, and therefore, though the Rambam says that he wrote it, Tmuim Umufrachim, Mikol Elo Amakomos Asher Hevi, says, I think the Rambam's wrong. That's what he says. Rashi in a few places is right. He says, and he thinks the Rambam is wrong. Again, Reuven Margolis has a lot to say about this. Others, but the Maariv Chayes is a big believer that Reb Yehuda Nasi did not write that right down. The Mishnayos, and he thinks Maseches Tamid was even a little later, as we'll have some Lashonos in this Gemara that is not usual for the rest of Shas. Okay, that's what we will see. But that's the Maariv Chayes in Perek 33. The 33rd Perek of the Mavoah Talmud. Second connection to Lag BaOmer, as we have today. Okay, where we have the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, we have that. What's going to be, we're going to have an even greater one. Okay, last point of introduction to this Pesachta, Maseches Tamid, as we're going to talk about, just open the door, please make some air, as we're going to talk about the Karban Tamid coming up, says the Rishonim have a basic machlokas, which we'll refer to again throughout the Pesachta, and that is machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, how many mitzvahs is the Karban Tamid counted as? To parallel machlokas, to how many mitzvahs do we count of Kriya Shema every day? The Rambam paskins, one mitzvah. One mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and the Rambam says, one mitzvah of Karban Tamid. Half the mitzvah is done in the morning, and half the mitzvah is done in the afternoon. That is a machlokas about Karban Tamid. Same machlokas appears about Kriyashma, whether Kriyashma b'shachus b'arvis is two mitzvahs or one mitzvah. Third, Ktores, half of the Ktores is given in the morning, half of the Ktores is given in the afternoon. Is that one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? Again, three different machlokos, Rambam and Ramban. What's the svara for the Rambam? The Ramban's right. The Ramban's right. You can't do the morning mitzvah in the afternoon. You can't do the afternoon mitzvah in the morning. It's two different zvanim. So it's out two different times, two different mitzvahs. Right? When do you count one package like tzitzis, tchelis and lavan? That's one mitzvah. But two tmidim, two ktaras, two tamids. Why is it one mitzvah? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, it's quoted in Eretz HaTzvi, in the end of Siman Yud, that related to a topic that we've discussed many times, sometimes you could have the time period for a mitzvah start, even though you lamaisa cannot fulfill the mitzvah yet. For example, the chiyuv of bris milah might start lel ches, even though you can't do bris milah until the day of. The time period for the mitzvah, the mitzvah of lulav, the chiyuv of the mitzvah might start right when sukkah starts, even though you can't shake a lulav until the next morning. The chiyuv to bring the carbon pesach might start the big morning of Erev Pesach, even though you cannot bring the carbon until the afternoon. Right, the first Mishnah, first parak in Maseches Zvachim, a machlokas there in Mishnayos. So that could be the machlokas here too. According to the Rambam, it's one mitzvah. Why? Because right when the day starts, both karbanos, the mechayev is there. It's just that l'maisa, one of them is brought in the afternoon and one of them is brought in the morning. But not that there's two totally separate times for the Masech, for the mitzvahs. Okay, now we begin. B'shlosha mikomos hakonim shomer b'beis hamikdash. There are three areas where Kohanim do Shmirah in the Beis HaMikdash. We'll have to remember this Mishnah when we get to Maseches Midos, where Maseches Midos repeats it. B'shlosha mekomos HaKohanim Shomer B'Beis HaMikdash. The same six words start off Maseches Tamid and Maseches Midos. We will get to that. So B'shlosha mekomos HaKohanim guard three areas of the Beis HaMikdash. This is a mitzvah asay d'oraisa. If you look in the Sefer Achinuch, in mitzvah Shin Pei Ches, in Parshas Korach, Shen it's Tavinu HaKohanim V'Halavim. We'll have to get to that. L'shmar HaMikdash V'Lalecha Svivo Tamid B'Chalayla V'Layla Kalalayla. It's a mitzvah for the Kohanim and the Levim to guard the Mikdash. V'Shmirazu Hi. Why do you do this Shmirah? Why do you do the Shmirah? So if you look in Rashi, Al HaTorah, Rashi in Perek Gimel in Sefer Bamidbar, Rashi says to guard that people don't come in. You don't want Zarim roaming around. Lafish, Shmirah HaMikdash, Allah Shalom Yikrav Zar. That's Rashi. But Rov Rishonim say that the Shmirah has nothing to do with guarding that people come in. It has nothing to do with Chshash Geneva. It has to do with Kavod HaBayis. Right here, the Chinuch, I'll continue reading it. Why? B'shmir zuhi k'dei l'chabdo u'l'romamo u'l'faro. Lo mihiyos shum pachan me'oyev chalila. We're not worried about ganavim, we're not worried about oivim. No! Even if everything is locked up, it's just covered for the bias, right? You go to Buckingham Palace, the guards are doing nothing. But it gives covet for the going back and forth and the changing of the guard. It's just covet of the bias, right? It shows, it's poppin' circumstance. So we also have some of that in the Beis HaMikdash. So that is what the Chinuch says. That is what, if you want to look right here in the Rush says, Shimer ze eno mishum chishuv geneva, de ein anias, b'makam hashiris. If something gets stolen, fine, we'll buy a new one. Ella, gzeras hakasavu, deksiv v'shamru, v'gam kavet HaMikdash, shalo yasichu daitam mimenu. Right, we should have been Misiach Das from the Mikdash. That is the Chinuch, that is the Rosh, that is the Rambam as well. They all say the same thing. The Rambam in Peret Ches, in Hilchas Beis Abchira, the Rambam says, Apapi she'en sham pacha me'oyev lo melistim she'en shmirasa ela kavelo, ein adoma, platrin she'esha lov shomrin, leplatin she'en lov shomrin. Good. Related to that, Machlokas, when is there a mitzvah of Shmirah? So Rov Rishonim say only at night. Only at night. The Rambam says only at night. The Chinuch says only at night. The Rush right here says Yom Valayla. The Mefarish says here Yom Valayla. The Mishnah Lamech on the Rambam says, where do they get that from, Yom Valayla? But the Minchas Chinuch says, I don't understand. It's Mistaver. If the guarding is there, not for Geneva, but just Kavod HaBayis, so it should be Yom Valayla. Should be Yom Valayla. Well, why is that so difficult? The Mishnah Lamech says, I have no idea where the Mefarshim that say Yom Valayla get this from. It makes a lot of sense. Doesn't matter that it's only didit zorachi and adaraba minolam deino ela balayla. Kiva she'enu ela enu mebnei pachad ela bnei hakavid she'enu doma platrin v'chulu pukhazi de platrin shamolachem yishamim bayom. Right, they're there 24/7. Ukeis eini odia tam ledivrei harishonim to sovereign dehi rak balayla. I'm putting the Mishnah. I don't understand the shitas that say it's even at by day. I don't understand the shitas that it's only at night. Vitzarech Ian, and it's he doesn't make the ha'ara, but I'll add that it's interesting that the Rambam, if you remember, the Rambam says the mitzvah of hadlakas neiros in the mikdash is even by yom, and yet the Rambam says here that shmira is only by laila. Interesting. Some mafarshim explain the Rambam. Why is the hadlakas neiros right also by yom? Because it's not to give off light. It's kavod habayis. It's kavod habayis. Always have lit. So it's interesting. The Rambam does not say that over here. He says Shmiras Mikdash is only by Laila, even though he admits by Halakas Neiros it's only by Yo. That's just a Ha'ara. I don't have an answer to it. Okay, so that is relating to the Shmira and when it is by Yom Uba Laila. One other Ha'ara, very interesting. Does the mitzvah of Shmira Mikdash apply Bizman Hazeh? Does it apply Bizman Hazeh? The Avnei Nezer was asked, Avnei Nezer, not too long ago. Right, he was Nifter at the beginning of the 1900s. Avnei Nezer was asked by Moshe Meshel Meir Bialystok, Yoshev Yerushalayim. He's from Bialystok, but now he's in Yerushalayim. He says, "Al divrei malach v'taraso imchove b'zman hazeh lohoshiv shomrim lamikdash." Is there a mitzvah to give shomrim? This is Yoredeya Beis Tuf Mem Tes. He says, "Imchove ulam lo lahalacha v'lo lamaisa ki lo bi hu lahachriya b'dvar hanogei l'klal Yisrael." I'm going to give you a tshuva, but I'm not the Posek Adar, even though he was one of them. He says, I don't want to say something that's going to be nogeh to all of Klal Yisrael. He says, you ought to bring a raya from Lomo Dover Zemimor Mikdash, B'mamatzinu, U'bazeh Ein Lahaklaz Asmeidu Klal. He says, first of all, you can't make any new drushes yourself, because only Chachmei Chashas can make drushes and Kavachomers and Xavier Shavas. So make up your own drusha. And he says, number one. He says, number two, though, he says, but based on what all the Rishonim say, because it's not based on a Chashash Geneva, so then, the Shmira shouldn't have to do with whether there are any Kalim there or not. It's just for Kavod HaBayis. And therefore, Mikol Makom, you would say that there is Shmira Bizman Hazeh. But on the other hand, then he says, maybe, even though it's not for Ganavim, it still has to be called a Shmira. So maybe you do need Kalim there to guard, not because that's the end all and the be all of what you're doing, but because it has to be called a Shmira. And Mikal Makom, Sorach Shiyei Shem Shimura Alav, Vahashomer Bavadai Lishmar HaKalim, V'yashem Alav Hachi Lo Yugon Vim, Mikal Makom, Mikavad HaMikdash, Shiyei Hefker, V'maya Rotsim HaYugon Vim, Alkein Sorach Shmira, Bozman HaZem HaYishmar. So he says, or, back and forth, posek, this is a great posek, says, maybe you should say Shmira just goes on the fact whether there is Kedusha. And we know that there is Kedusha Bizman Hazeh, so there should be Shmira there. He says, V'lomi boi im hayabakoach lif'ol etzel ha-sultan she'yanuchu lishmar she'leikani shemakam gamkein. Not only if the sultan would give us permission that nobody should go there, it should really be a Shmira, even non-Jews wouldn't be able to go there. He says, even if we don't have that, maybe a Shmira neged Yisrael would be good enough. I'm not sure. But then he says, maybe it's connected to a machlokas rishonim, whether the shimur is nechshav avoda or not. Is it avoda? How do you know whether it's called avoda? Nobody says it beferish. So he says two issues. He says, number one, do you need big day kahuna when you do the shmira? That's a discussion in the rishonim. Number two, by yoma balayla. There's no avodas balayla. Maybe that's an issue. If it's balayla, which it is, so maybe the shmira balayla is not called an avoda. Either way, this is his discussion. He does not have a lamaisa answer, but he goes back and forth. Interesting, it's right before the next shuv in Tav Nun, where he talks about a yaladis stick fitlach in the kotel. Right? Is there kedusha in the, is that bia b'miksas? That's his next shuva, which is a quoted shuva that's in Tav Nun. Okay. Last point related to Shmiras Mikdash, and then we will continue, and that is the Tiferes Yisrael. Great vart. Tiferes Yisrael right here says, these mishmaros, it doesn't say it explicitly, but mistama, you didn't have one person doing the mishmar the whole night. He'll get tired. He won't stay up all night. So mistama, they had changing of the guard. They had changing of the guard. So he says, da'achar, he says, v'nirali o, da'anach mishmaros ha'yim eschalfin. Da'achar, he shows, ba'achar l'shmor, v'hein gimel odalin mishmaros ba'ara. De pligibur, ablazavar abanan, and brachas daf gimel. Second daf in Shas. Oh, remember it. How many mishmaris does the night have? Does it have three or four? Right? Do you split the night up into thirds or quarters? And what mishmaros are we talking about there? And how do you know the mishmaros? A baby crying and the different animals making sounds. See, he says, L'may nafgamina, if it's just talking about mishmaros of Shemayim. And mishmaros of earth? Who cares? We have to know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying? He cries by every changing of the guard? Ah, it's talking about these changings, these mishmaros. And then it makes beautiful sense, says the Tiferes Yisrael. It's tucked away right here. It's not in Brachas. I don't think so. It's right here. He says, that's why it makes sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries for the Beis HaMikdash by every changing of the Mishmar. What does the Mishmar have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? The answer is because that's why they change guards in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why he cries by every changing. Me'aita Menami, Kamrina, that he cries. He's been Starach, Mishmar, Mishmar. Why? Because Mikdash, my Sheikhos, Yishlo, and Kol Mishmar, Mishmar. Elavadai, Kide Amran. As I said, he says that's what he thinks, and he says I think also every time every mishmar was a group of 10. I think it's a group of 10. So there's three places, 30 kahanim. We're going to have later on. We're going to have 20, a certain number of levim. He thinks 24 levim. So he thinks really that means 240 levim. There's 10 in every area. But that's a great Tiferes Yisrael right here in the first parak of Talmud. Okay, we continue. B'shloshim v'komos, ha-kohanim shomer b'beis ha-migdash. So in three places, kohanim do this. This is a say of shmira the beis ha-migdash. Beis avtinis, beis hanitzo, it's beis ha-moken. The three places. Beis avtinis, why was it called avtinis? Avtinis was the man in charge of the ketores. So that was the place where they used to prepare the ketores. Beis hanitzot, these are all different areas that border the Azara. Beis Hanitzot, that was a hallway where the light shone in the morning, right, the morning when they saw, right, when it was, when Nates was gonna be, so that's Beis Hanitzot, it shined in. Beis Hamoked, that was a big area on the north side of the, Azara, which had different, little different areas, and it was the Makam of the Fire. Okay, that's the third, that's not even the best one yet. The third connection to, Lag BaOmer, the Beis Hamoked. Right? Why did they have a fire in the Beis HaMoked? Why did they light a big fire? 2 points. Number one, the Rosh says, what most Rishonim say, so the Kohanim could stay warm. They were barefoot. They had to stay warm. That's what the Rosh says here. That's what the Mefari says here. That's what most Rishonim say here. Tosfos in Meseches Yuma, Daf Tezvav, quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, who says, maybe it was also to have fire, to be able to bring a fire to the Mizbeach from. What do you mean, just in case it went out? There's a fire there too, to fulfill the mitzvah of Eish Tamid. Tukana Mizbeach lo sichbe. But the Rabbeinu, of course, there's another fire that helps fulfill that. In the Beis Hamoka, that's another fire that helps fulfill that mitzvah of Eish Tamid Tukana Mizbeach. Okay, but those are the three areas where they did Shmira. The Beis Haftinus, the Beis Anitzos, the Beis Amokan. The Beis Avtinus, the Beis Anitzos, Hayu Alios, the Mesorah was, the Beis Avtinus and Beis Anitzos had second stories, had Alios, had attics. Again, that's why this is quoted again in Midos, because Midos is all about the structure. Harovim, Shomrim Sham. The Rovim used to guard there. They were the ones that guarded upstairs. Who were the Rovim? Those were the young Kohanim. The young Kohanim. Why were the young Kohanim there? So says the Mefarish, the older ones didn't want to go up, maybe they couldn't get up there, right? So they had the younger Kohanim go up there. How old, what does young mean? What does young here mean? So if you look in the Rush says, Rovdim, Yiladim, Kedematagim, Yelad Rav Yeshlo, Igil Avoda, Veim Zrizim, Lalos Balios, Lavichach Shomim Sham, they were the young ones. He doesn't quote the age, but if you look in the Mefarish Sot, less than 13. Ketanim, Rovin Karikonim Shloigiu Adayin Lachlasos Avoda Kagon Pchusim Yugam Olshana. Kemova Yigdal Hanar, as it says in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel. So the Ketanim, these are putting some Ketanim up there. Ask some of the Mefarshim. The Mishnah Lebalch asks, how could Ketanim do the Mitzvah Seid Araisa? They let the Ketanim do the Mitzvah. So Mitzvah Seid Araisa, we just said, how could they let the Ketanim do it? Again, the Minchas Chinuch. The second Mishnah Lamelech that answers the second Minchas Chinuch that answers the question of the Mishnah Lamelech on this mitzvah. The first one was his problem of, what do you mean by day? So this is the second one. What do you mean katanim? Says the Minchas Chinuch, what's the problem? What about Achilas Kachim? That's also a mitzvah Saseh Daraisa. Achilas Kachim Kalim. And yet, They gave it to Ketanim, right? What's the answer? In our terms, we would put it as, it's a result-oriented mitzvah. It's not a ma'isa-oriented mitzvah. And therefore, it's make sure Shmira is done. Make sure this is eaten. So, you can have Ketanim do it. It's okay. He says, "Eini meivin atmi azos to bekai gavna matzinu peperak yud b'maisa karbanis to mevur sham dachilas kachi kachi b'mitzvahs asay v'nachshal bechal tariyag mitzvahs and mutar." I even said kachi kalam, but he quotes even that a katan, a male katan, can even eat kachi kachi kachim in certain contexts. Chazina to afti mitzvahs asay manichan lasos l'ktanim afshehim be'enam b'nei mitzvah ve'avi she'enam chayavim become atzom hamitzvah niskayma. So he said it's not a problem to have ketanim do the shmirah, as long as, you know, one might say that the gedolim are overseeing also from below. But actually, the ketanim are actually doing it. Why are they called rovim? So ravya means children, like the kruvim, right? It says kiravya. But if you look in the Rav Bar Tanura, it's the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos. But if you look in the Bar Tanura, ravya is from the word rove kashas, a bow and arrow shooter, and kids shoot bow and arrows. That's rove. That's why ravya they're called. That's why they're called children. That's the live Omer connection for the day. Don't get better than that. How many times do you talk about bows and arrows in Maseches Tamid or in the past 2 years? Right here. Have it on today's daf. Baruch Hashem. Says the Mishnah continues. Harovim shomim sham. Beis hamoked kipa. Beis hamoked was shaped like a dome. Ubayis gadol haye was very large. Mukaf rovdim shel even. And it had jutting out stone slabs on the side all around it. Zikne beisav yishedim sham. The elders used to sleep on those of the beisav that had to be there for the night. They slept on these stone slabs. Those are the better beds. And they had the maftechas, the keys in their hands, which we'll talk about what happened with the keys as the morning went on. Pirchei kahuna ishkisto ba'aretz. Lo hayu yoshede bebigdei kodesh. The young kohanim used to sleep on the floor on like a blanket. They didn't sleep in their bigdei kahuna. Lo hayu poshtinu manichin osadakas rasheim. They used to put it under their heads. We'll see in the Gemara. Does that mean literally under their heads? Are they allowed to sleep on their bigdei kahuna? Right, is that getting hana when they're not supposed to, right? Or what does it mean? Taka sometimes can mean next to. Umis kasim iksuzatsman. And they used to cover themselves, the blankets they used to use their own. Again, this gets us started with the Masechta. Just one ha'ara, one more ha'ara, and then we'll finish, and that is, the Ravid says it here, so we're gonna talk about it here. We mentioned this last, I think, back in Maseches Menachos. And this Ravid, we said the Ravid at the beginning of Tamid. We're like, Ravid at the beginning of Tamid. Now we're there. The Ravid at the beginning of Tamid. So the Ravid says, in mine, it's in the first wide line. I think, they put it, in the art school, they put it all the way in the back. Because sometimes the Ravid, it gets the pages, you know, the pages, I think. So you look at for some Ravids, so that it's like 3 pages later. But here, it's on the, if you have the regular old Vilna Shas version, right, it's in the last medium line. The ones we're talking about, the Beis Avtinas, which is the Torah, the Ravid asked the question. This is what we dealt with in Menachos. Why is it, it's a very Yesodistic arrival, why is it that a karban of an animal gets Kedusha right away, Kedusha's pair right away? I say, I'm makdish this animal, boom, it's Kadosh. It has Kedusha's aguf. While by a karban mincha, or by ktores, it only gets Kedusha once you put it into the kli. Why? I say, what if I say, this flower, I'm makdish this flower. It doesn't achieve Kedusha until it's put into the kli. So why is that? What's the difference? Says the Ravid. What's the difference? So he says, Yesh Lomar, Zahainu Taima, De Behema La Alter Kache Kedushas Aguf, Mishum De La Alter Ro'i La Hakrava, Ve Eino Mochuser Maiser Rabba El Shchita Belvad. Right when you say, Amakdash is animal, so it's ready for Avoda. It's ready for Shchita. So therefore, it achieves Kedushas Aguf right away. Avok Tores, Mechuseres Maisa Rabba, Kigon, Ketisha, Umenachas, Belila, Alkein, Lokachi, Kedushas Aguf, Bepe, Elabel, Klisharis, Dafka. Says the Ravid, but by the Midcha, the Ktores, you have to do something before you get to do the Avoda. You have to mix it with oil, you have to grind it, so that's why it doesn't have Kedusha yet, because it's still Mechuser Maisa. That's the Ravid. If you look in the Briska Rav in the letters, at the end of the Briska Rav, on page 162, a letter that was dated Tafrei Sada Gimel, which I think is 1933. It's not. I have down here that it was written to Rabbi Chezkel Abramsky. Right, none of the letters are have who they're written to. Some of them were written to Rav Soloveitchik, the story goes. Some were written to his nephew. Some were written to Vichesk Labrovsky. So here he discusses this issue as well, and he says there's different methods of hakdasha by Menachis and by Behema, and this is classic. This is classic Brisker Derech in that it describes without explaining why. And that's what the description was. You have to describe different processes. Elavadai ena davar toli baze im srichanim klishari solo ela beikar dina chalukin hein zebize. Dizu, when it comes to hakdashas behema, that's a hakdasha bepet. U bimenachas u bishar dvarim akravim ein bekdushas peshalam rak toras kdushas damim bilvad. Right when I makdash it, it gets kdushas damim. Only through klisharets does it then get kdushas haguf midin kolanogea bohem yikdash. Vahalo be'emes shnei mine kdushas haguf hein be'etzem achefse shalahem. Din kdushas haguf sha'al yidei din hektish. Din kdushas haguf sha'al yidei kdushas kli. And they're different. But he didn't answer the why question. That basically describes, like the Rebbe just said, the Rebbe answers the why question. The Brisker Rav should have been first. First stage is two different akdashas. Why? The Rebbe says, because something is lacking. Right? You have still to do something here and not something here. Rav Meir Simcha also says, because something is lacking. And it's beautiful, Mistaver. It's in the back of Chidush Rav Meir Simcha Lashas, in the Chuvis, in Siman Mem Beis, where he quotes the Rebbe on Tamid, and he says, I think as follows. He says, and we mentioned this back in Menachos. When it comes to an animal is already a unit. It's one thing. So, fine, it's niskadish right away. But flower, what is mitzaref the flower? What makes it all considered one? What's mitzaref the spices? The 11 spices that you put together. What's mitzaref them? You need siref bakli. That's why it can't be niskadish yet. Nira da'ach lo kitcha bakli chaser hatziref. Deboi shiri sarom leminchol nesachem bubatoris. And therefore, it's already unified because of its bria. And therefore, says the Meir Simcha, that's why there's a difference. So again, you have the Brisker Rav in the back of the Mechtavim, you have the Ravid right here, you have the Meir Simcha in the Chuvis and Siman Mem Beis. Okay, we'll stop here. We had a Haskala in Maseches Tamid, and Meir Hashem, everybody should have a Guten Lag BaOmer, and we will continue with the Masechta in the coming days.